The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. The movie podcast is counting down the top grossing movies of the 1980s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And we are down to the top four. That's right, the final four movies in the countdown. It's here, but it's not here just yet.
Not yet.
Before we get to the top four, we are doing a little recap, review, bang.
If you're trying to remember what movies that we covered over the last 4 years, we can give you a quick little recap of them.
First off, our very first episode, the 105th highest grossing movies of the 1980s. Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, you remember that good old ditty, Nick Nolte tries to kill himself.
Right, Nick Nolte is a depressed homeless man that then moves in with rich Richard Dreyfuss and basically ruins his life.
Oh, the comedy that ensued, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Well, if you remember right, we're supposed to look at Richard Dreyfuss and be like, Richard Dreyfuss, why don't you just let this nice homeless man move in and bang your daughter?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you're being such an uptight dick about all this.
And Nick Nolte's one of those guys that he's been 52 consecutively for the last 40 years.
Oh, yeah. Nick Nolte is definitely 52 years old in this movie. And Richard Dreyfuss's daughter is like, 15.
Yeah, something like that. Or the maid, right? Wasn't there a maid? There was a maid, too, that he was...
He was banging the maid. Yeah,
that's right.
I don't know. Nick Nolte moves in, and he just sexually awakens the whole family. There's orgies all of a sudden.
Yeah.
If I remember anything, it was definitely orgies.
It's a Takashi Miike's Visitor Q type of situation.
That's right.
Well, shows up, changes up the life.
It's a remake of a French movie, so again, just sex everywhere.
Yeah, maids.
Maids and sex
everywhere. Yeah. When we recorded that episode, a lot of shit has changed.
Yeah, a few things.
There was a different president.
There was,
there was no Me Too movement.
That's right.
We probably see it a little bit differently now. Probably. Yeah.
We probably said a lot of, I don't know, crazy stuff.
But even that, no, I mean, everything we say is gold and hilarious.
Obviously.
So that's fine. But even that, like, I feel like maybe all the grab-ass stuff wouldn't be so funny now if I saw it.
Maybe. I mean, it wasn't that funny then, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was all right. It was a pretty good movie.
It was okay.
I remember it being pretty funny.
Bette Midler's in it. She does her Bette Midler thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It is one of those movies that they remake every few years. The Cable Guy. What About Bob?
Yeah.
Captain Ron.
Where it's just like this rich guy's got to deal with a crazy fuck up.
And every time we're supposed to side with the crazy fuck up, when I'm like, this guy's just living a normal life, and you come in and ruin everything. Like,
fuck that guy.
Fuck you, man. Even when it's done at its very best.
Yeah.
Even when it's Captain Ron, we're like, well, it's Kurt Russell, but also. Come on, dude.
Fucking up your life.
Yeah,
exactly.
Martin Short's just trying to have a nice family vacation over here.
Also, I never get cool Nick Nolte homeless dudes, like, showing up.
That's true. Most of them just want to stab me.
Yeah. Or it'll be like a weird super inconvenience, like trying to use my phone.
Yeah.
And then taking way too long on my phone.
Right.
Or like.
Then you're nervous because you're like, well, that's my phone. What if they run off?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to have to chase down a homeless man. He's used to running. He's homeless. Yeah, he doesn't have a car.
He just runs all the time.
Yeah.
That's all. I assume homeless people, that's all they do.
That's right.
Actually, I think they're more like cats. Like, they just sleep all day.
They do a lot of sleeping.
Yeah.
Now that we've offended the homeless population, and I don't know, probably the mentally ill as well.
And they listen to podcasts a lot.
They do on their phones that they steal from us when they try and borrow them.
Or they try to borrow them and run away.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like
they just download as many episodes before we cancel our service.
Yeah, there was one homeless.
If you're a homeless guy listening to this,
please,
like, make sure to download all of the episodes, subscribe, rate 5 stars,
email
us. They're gonna cancel that service really quick, so you got to get on that
on your Obama phone.
But once you have it all downloaded, they can't take it away from you.
No, it's on there.
It's on there.
You can listen to our hilarious antics
just over and over again.
Because that's what else are you gonna do?
So, no. Episode two.
No, wait, I still...
You have more to say about that now.
I have a homeless story.
Okay.
I had a guy one time in a wheelchair
that
he said that his wheelchair was running out of batteries and that if I could charge him, and I'm like, can I say no to a fucking homeless guy in a wheelchair? No,
you
can't.
Yeah.
That's a dickhead move. But then he's there for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Charging up on my juice, that my taxes paid for it. But then I'm like trying to figure out what to talk to this homeless guy about.
Like, so hot out there.
The streets, huh? So alcohol, right?
Steel Reserve, right?
Yeah. Wait, like I'm just trying to figure out what I have in common with a homeless dude, and I'm like, so alcoholism, eh? Let's talk about that. And you hear probably would have been like, oh yeah, yeah. You got some? Are we drinking?
Let's drink.
And then I have a crazy night with the homeless dude in the wheelchair.
Why didn't you do that? That would have been the best story. Let's just redo that story, but now tell it the right way.
Yeah, exactly. We hung out and got crazy drunk.
We had the best night of our lives with that homeless guy.
We were rolling down the street, sitting on his lap and shit. He smelled awful.
Didn't matter. Heart of gold, that guy. Heart of gold. Yeah,
he knew all the other homeless guys, and then, I mean, eventually we were just smoking crack. But,
that's right. Well, we had an adventure. Yeah. Met a lot of cool dudes.
Underpass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually, just in the underpass.
I'll never forget Little Joe, man. That guy's bro for life.
Yeah. Little Joe in the wheelchair. I saw him beat a guy up.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome, because he's in a wheelchair.
Ripped off his leg. Like, literally ripped off. He had a fake leg.
He had a fake leg, yeah. Cool. And just beat another guy up. Yeah. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's pretty awesome.
Anyway, that was Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
That was Down and Out in Beverly Hills. Then, episode two, the 104 highest gross movie of the 1980s, James Bond himself, 007, Roger Moore in For Your Eyes Only.
How many James Bond movies have we done?
Roger Moore, three?
And For Your Eyes Only?
Yeah, we did at least two Roger Moores.
Was For Your Eyes Only?
Because we did Octopussy and...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Was For Your Eyes Only the one with all the skiing?
Yes.
Right? The snow?
Yes.
All right, cool.
It has a lot of great skiing and a lot of jailbait insinuated flirtation.
Yeah, that's right. And a cool ass poster.
One of the best posters. Yeah. It's on our Instagram if you haven't checked it out.
Yeah. It's him through the legs.
Yeah, through the legs.
Between the legs with a gun. What does a gun represent? I wonder.
Very sexy movie. Very cool action. It's Bond, man. That one we mainly just talk about how the stunts are really good and the girls are pretty.
That's right.
There's a transgender person in the pool party scene.
That's right.
Which is pretty trippy for 1980.
Good job, 1980. I remember we immediately caught that and like had to rewind a little bit. And, like,
we're like, wait, what?
Yeah. What if James Bond?
There's also a lot of really cool crossbow, which is a weapon you don't see often in James Bond.
True.
With us having guns and all. But
in any type of modern action movie, crossbow. Well, I guess Marvel movies.
That's true. It's not a crossbow. It's a regular bow. With like exploding arrows and stuff.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I know he's an existing character, but it's still a little weird that he's a bow guy.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely a period where, just for whatever reason, in like the, I guess, 50s or 60s, when Green Arrow and like Hawkeye and stuff were being invented, people were like, what's cool right now?
Yeah, there was a new Robin Hood movie coming out or something stupid.
There was like an archery, like maybe we did really well in the Olympics one year and people were like, archery!
And then like, that's what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Just like when all of a sudden we were all into bicycling because of
Lance Armstrong.
Like, that was a thing, and then you watch a whole bunch of it, and you're like, this is the most boring thing I've ever seen, because it's just a guy on a fucking bicycle.
Yeah.
And if I know anything, that's the worst part of driving anywhere, is the fucking guy on the bicycle. He sucks.
Very true.
Yeah.
Archery, super big all of a sudden, and then people were like, oh, also guns, though.
Yeah.
And then they're like, the same thing with bicycles. We're like, oh, bicycles are cool, but cars.
Yeah, but we have cars already.
Yeah, we have cars.
And then probably somebody, when they were writing James Bond, is that one based on a book? Are they all based on books?
Who knows?
Who cares?
Yeah.
But
most of them were based on books of to some extent or another.
What would be a cool weapon that James Bond has to like deal with and stuff like that? And they were like crossbow.
That's also the one where there are people like chained to that that like MacGuffin in the submarine, and then there's some really cool underwater stuff, which is very fun. And they're in like a giant fucking like mini mech suit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about that shit. I remember
old James Bond movies are pretty dope.
Yeah, go watch some James Bond movies. They're pretty great. He did skiing. I remember that.
He did very much skiing.
Yeah, which if you thought that James Bond could do
everything, and the Olympics is in it. The Olympics is in it too.
That's right. Yeah. It proved that James Bond can do anything.
That's right.
Because he can ski and fight and then still like
all
get
at the
it
same
in.
Time and yeah. get it in, obviously.
Yeah, clearly. Was there a bazooka in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a bazooka.
Yeah.
So anyway, poster skiing. James Bond.
You got it.
All right. moving on.
Moving on to episode three, one of the all time, combinations of two of our favorite things in the world. Sly Stallone and Kurt Russell.
Oh, good old Tango and Cash.
Tango. Cash. Yeah.
The movie that hardcore rips off Police Story right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
Ripping off Police Story. And then also...
This is also the movie that starts off with the premise that, okay, Kurt Russell's going to be the wild child and, like, the guy that doesn't play by the rules and does his own thing. Yeah. And so then Stallone, he's going to be the straight-laced guy that is, like, the smart cop in the full book. Suit, yeah. Falling in the glasses and the whole thing. And then about 5 minutes into the movie, they're like, nah, though, Stallone was like, nah, I want to be cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to
be
the loose cannon.
There's no way Stallone was just going to be a straight-laced guy.
No, no. He's no, like, it's in this contract. Also a loose cannon. Yeah. So.
We just get two loose cannons.
Yeah, we just get two loose cannons the whole time.
Yeah. It is, it's that thing where if everybody's Han Solo, then nobody's Han Solo.
Right.
Stallone has to have it in this contract.
Oh,
he's like, I can't be a straight-laced guy. I have to do it.
I gotta get as many cool lines in as the next guy.
Maybe it was It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia situation with,
They switch
weapon.
Roles.
We're halfway through. He's like, nah, I want to be cool now. Yeah. I'm really cool. And they're like, nah, let's just both be cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah, like, you know, if we're following the buddy cop movies.
Right.
Then, like, one of us has to be trying to get laid, and then they're like, nah, let's both try to be. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, but the only girl in the movie is your sister.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It's fine.
Get some fighting in there.
Yeah, you get Terry Hatcher in there in a weird, like, burlesque club.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and,
right.
And, like, playing drums and riding motorcycles. And
always fun.
Almost definitely banging her brother.
Yeah.
In a very weird, it's undertone.
It's weird. Yeah. He was very protective. You also get some drag in there, right?
Kurt Russell, I think, has to dress up like a lady,
which is hilarious.
Which is hilarious, because it's Kurt Russell.
Because it's Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
And if you watch him now, he's got, like, all the mustache in the world.
That's true.
So,
they need to redo that scene with him with all the mustache.
You know, they've been doing that shit, like with Subaru commercials, where it's like, oh, they're doing E.T. again.
Yeah.
Or doing all that stuff. They should
Tango and Cash, but he's like Bone Tomahawk Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I like it.
But it still used the footage from Tango and Cash and then just the cutaway.
Close-up. Yeah.
Yeah, the close up is cuz he has like lipstick on and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
It's sad, but just like
and the wig. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the huge like mutton chop.
Current
like,
giant mustache.
The Van Buren that he's rocking.
Yeah. The ridiculous Van Buren that he's rocking. And then, you know, he still bangs Stallone's sister.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly. Yeah, so that was Tango and Cash.
Yeah. Also, just like giant construction equipment used in like a fucking monster car rally race.
That's right. Yeah.
Very cool. It's a really dumb movie and I love it.
It's not a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a very dumb movie. And you're right.
Jack Palance.
Jack Palance is great.
Good villain.
But it's definitely super muddled character-wise.
Oh, like, yeah.
Who's
it's all
the
over
good
the place.
Guy? Who's the fucking, yeah, all
also,
over
Also, you
place.
Got that weird guy with the like giant weird face that looks like he's just stepped out of a Dick Tracy movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's great, too.
Yeah.
They get everything in that movie. They get a prison scene. They get a breakout.
Yeah, it was... did Stallone help write that movie?
Officially, no. Unofficially, very
did,
much
right?
so.
Yeah,
yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those movies where it was just like... If you could make that movie from scenes from other movies.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
It's like Stallone had that one cool scene in fucking Lock Up.
Let's do that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that's definitely a movie that feels like they wrote it on the fly. They're like, what are we doing tomorrow? How about this?
Yeah. Yeah. What if it's a car chase? All right, let's do that.
Let's grab a beer. Let's knock out like the next, I don't know, 5 minutes of the movie and then we'll shoot it tomorrow. You
yeah.
Know?
We'll get the producers on it and shoot it out. We got Stallone and we got Kurt Russell.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Obviously not a lot because it made the list.
It made the list.
Yeah.
And, then we get to the, number four movie, the 101st, right? No, 102nd highest grossing movie of the 1980s, A Fish Called Wanda.
Ooh, hilarious antics ensued in this movie.
That's right.
We got all the cool British people.
Well, most of them.
Yeah.
A good amount.
Some cool British people.
you get, this is the Monty Python spinoff, almost.
Hilarious series of, misunderstandings.
Yes. Classic misunderstandings. You get John Cleese in there. You get what? Michael Palin, Kevin Kline, and Jamie Lee Curtis, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Hilarious misunderstandings. Oh, schemes cast. gone awry. Great physical comedy.
A lot of like, identity things, right?
Oh yeah. It's a lot of mistaken identities. Dude, to me, this movie is the, this is like the All Things Must Pass of Monty Python.
Oh, okay.
So
you're talking about the George Harrison,
album, exactly. Where of all of the, like, after the Beatles broke up, they all did their records and stuff, and they're pretty good. You know, they're not the Beatles, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When Python broke up, they did a lot of really cool stuff. Pretty good, not Python, but really good.
Yeah.
This is probably just like George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. This is the best post-Python Python.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that. Yeah. It is. It's really good. And this is the first really good movie that we covered.
Yeah.
I mean, we're four in, but I mean, the other ones are pretty okay.
But this is the one that, like, is, like, still to this really day. I mean, people still watch Bond because it's Bond, but yeah, this is the one that people are like, oh, you gotta see Fish Called Wanda.
That's
fucking classic.
Great. Yeah. It is. It's really funny. It's really well timed.
Yes.
It's a lot of Python stuff in there. And it's one of those movies that, you discover, because, you know, I was little when it came out.
Right.
Actually, I don't even know if I was born. I don't know when it came out. I never watched it growing up because it was a grown-up
movie. It's very much a grown-up movie. Yeah.
I love grown-up stuff, but watching
There's boobs in it.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But watching it now, it's fucking great.
It really is.
Movies you discover
very smart.
Later on, yeah.
Yeah.
Or unless you're an old person that saw it.
Unless you're a fucking old person.
Yeah. Unless you're some old.
Why are you listening to our podcast, old person?
No, not the radio.
We love and appreciate you.
We do. Yeah. We really like. I really do like the people that listen to our podcast. That's it, though.
That's it.
Everybody else is garbage.
All the other old people.
Yeah.
And young people, for that matter.
All the other people I hate with a passion. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's hard for me to drive because, right, so we're in Tucson.
Yes.
We get snowbirds, which are the people that come into town just during the wintertime because we have 70-degree weather.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to not flip them off all the time.
Yeah, they're bad drivers.
Yeah, they're terrible drivers, and traffic goes crazy, and I don't know. I'm just mad now all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Traffic's always worse. Plus, there's like people shopping out for Christmas that, I don't know, haven't heard of Amazon yet. I'm not entirely sure. While you're at the mall right now.
Why are you walking into places?
Yeah.
You don't even have to walk into places.
You don't have to walk
anymore.
In places.
No, you could just.
I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before, but it occurred to me the other day that I'm just never going to be a happy person in my life.
Yeah.
Because I was on the.
No such thing.
I was on the shitty side of town, and there was a lot of, like, just shitty, like, scummy motherfuckers and, like, people selling, like, clearly selling drugs and, like, just fucking homeless assholes and. Just nonsense. Not like little Joe. Just like fucking asshole homeless people. And I was just like, man, fucking, God, I hate fucking scummy, poor neighborhoods. And then I went and I met someone at a rich neighborhood and like, fucking rich preppy motherfucker. Fucking couldn't stand
no,
these
worse.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Fucking preppy asshole. Oh my God. And I was just like, yeah,
You just hate everybody.
I'm never going to be okay. With the human race.
Now, unless it's a Fish Called Wanda.
Unless it's just all John Cleese's and Jamie Lee Curtis's all the way down and Kevin Kline's.
Yeah. I remember there's a lot of stuff in the house.
There is.
There's a lot of funny...
hiding and like, cause this person can't know about this person, but this person has to know about this person. And, a lot of like, affairs gone wrong and gone or in John Cleese's right.
Whose boobs did we see?
Jamie Lee's.
Really?
I think we saw some others too. But I think this was during the Jamie Lee showed her boobs in every movie phase.
Wasn't
Trading Places was
the
also
first
in there
one.
Too? Yeah,
wasn't Trading Places the first one?
I don't know,
but I do remember boobs.
There was definitely boobs. I mean, it's the '80s. We've talked about this a lot of times, but there's almost always boobs.
It's all and the way it's my X-Men power too.
That's right, spotting
nipple slips.
Yeah, any time.
Yeah, I will spot that shit.
They're back there in 1983, thinking no one's ever gonna see this.
Yeah,
no,
I saw that shit.
He saw it.
So that was the
that's Fish Called Wanda.
That was a Fish Called Wanda.
Then
all we really said was just it was good.
Yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. 101 highest grossing movie of the 1980s. The first appearance of one Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he shows up like 8 times in this movie.
This guy,
not really, but
this guy destroyed the 80s.
Yeah.
And then, and to today.
This, he was in some sort of business in this one.
He was
in
a risky business.
Risky business.
Cause he was like running illegal, houses of ill repute.
Yeah, that's right. So, that was a good run because this was a really good movie.
This is a really good movie and a surprising movie for me, because I had never seen it before.
Yeah.
And it was fucking great.
It is. It's really good. It's really fun.
Yes. It's funny. Tom Cruise is, you can see immediately as a fucking movie star.
Yeah. Oh, right away.
Rebecca De Mornay talking about boobs. just gorgeous.
Again, yeah.
And absolutely kills it as
Pete
the like.
Rebecca De Mornay? Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And just kills it in that role as like this, like slightly older, more mature. I mean, she's a prostitute and stuff. So obviously, but
yeah, yeah,
like absolutely. Just the, like you can see how Tom Cruise would immediately just be head over heels and totally it, change his life,
oh,
and change
yeah,
his perspective
yeah.
and everything.
And it has the famous
slide in the old time rock and roll Bob Seger underwear shot where
everybody
everyone was
remembers.
Like, "Is that Tom Cruise in underwear?
What sunglasses?
Wing.
Being funny, yeah,
being funny, just panties dropped.
It's that thing yeah. again. It's like, well, he's a great actor and he's." Beautiful and yeah. also he's really funny.
Yeah,
yeah. That's not fair to the rest
it's
of
not,
us. What the fuck?
Not at all. yeah. And I guess he's 5'1". That's the only like consolation
yeah,
prize
yeah,
we have.
But he still made it.
Yeah,
he's still worth more money than I can ever like comprehend
oh, yeah.
how to spend.
Yeah,
yeah. Also, he became a Scientologist, so maybe not all of it is good. Something not good with his brain, from what I hear. But it is a great movie, and
yes.
It had a lot of sexy stuff in it. It had a lot of really funny stuff in it. And it had some real, like, legitimate human drama stuff.
That's true.
In it. So I was very surprised because you're right. I hadn't seen it either before. I was because, again, all I knew about it was
he also crashes
sliding in.
He crashes a fancy car, which is just another. You got to have that.
You got to
have that. If it's a movie about a rebellious teen growing up.
Yeah.
Got to crash his dad's fancy car.
I remember a pool house?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, right? There was a cool pool house scene. We had to, like, bang a chicken there or something.
Yeah. I mean, he does some banging. yeah. There's some, yeah, and there's some weird banging where it's like they just cut to a music video of banging. Like, they cut to, like,
yeah.
the fucking Chris Isaac music video.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah. It was just like,
and it's like
super
wind coming in yeah. and suddenly they're on a balcony yeah. and some shit.
Yeah, he got a lot of banging done, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he did. But also, you get Joey Pants as the strong, like, tough
yeah, that's
villain
right,
guy,
that's
which
right.
is weird. Also, he has hair, which is weird.
Which is weird. But, I mean, when you put him in front of Tom Cruise, they're like the same size.
That's true,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, he might be a little taller than Tom Cruise.
That's so. Probably true, yeah.
He's like, come here, short round, and
yeah.
kicks his ass. That's right, Joe Pantoliano, big fan, man.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. And so this was a cool surprise out of nowhere.
Very cool surprise.
Very fun. And made me like Tom Cruise again. I mean, I stopped liking him for a minute, but you know, he just picks good roles though.
He just picks
it's hard
great...
for me to hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
as much
cause
as,
he's
like,
a lot of great movies.
Cause he makes great fucking movies.
Yeah.
Cause even you know, like there's people that I'm disappointed in sometimes.
Sure.
Because I'm like, oh, they made a shitty movie and I really like this person. Like, fucking, even Sly with the
yeah.
Escape Plan movies
all
and shit
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Escape Plan 2 was dark days.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. even like The Last Rambo I was disappointed in. But like, Tom Cruise just keeps fucking making like awesome
Mission Impossible.
Impossible
was amazing.
yeah. I'm like, just let me hate you yeah. for once. So going watching this and I was like, damn it. This is really good.
Yeah.
It's really fun. He's got cool glasses on. So that was a Risky Business.
That's the first five.
Prostitution. He also was just like off of school.
No, yeah. He just stopped going.
He just stopped going to school.
He's
and
just
he
like,
became
yeah,
a
I'm
fucking
gonna,
pimp.
Because like, yeah, I'm gonna do this other thing and make like a fucking $1 million.
Pretty fucking rad.
And he does it all to what? Because he like broke some shit in his like rich parents' house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So he had to
it's
do
like
it.
Nonsense reason.
yeah.
Like, just let your parents be mad at you. Don't start an illegal fucking prostitution ring.
yeah. Smashing up cars and getting the fucking real world trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but he knew where the money was.
Yeah.
He knew where the money was. It's like when Will Smith, when the Fresh Prince wanted to quit school because he was making so much money selling cars. That might have been another show. I don't know.
definitely a thing that happened at one point in a sitcom.
Yeah, it had to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you're seeing the money.
Oh, yeah.
Bounce out.
Just yeah. like, yeah, and like, Boy Meets World where he decides to run a prostitution ring.
Yeah, that time. Yeah. yeah. Topeka did not like that at all.
No, she did not.
All right, so that was Risky Business.
That's Risky Business. All right, so now we finally enter the top 100.
All right.
Witches of Eastwick, George
Number
Miller.
100.
He's not doing Mad Max anymore. He's doing Mad Jack. It's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
Fucking Satan.
Banging
ladies.
Banging ladies. Three witches.
It's just three ladies that are unhappy with dudes.
Yeah.
They're out on dudes.
Were they all banging Jack Nicholson?
They were all banging Jack Nicholson. Remember, he has like
great.
A fucking orgy in his mansion.
That's right. Oh my God. Jack Nicholson, again, see, it's still going strong on these, man. We're like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
We're just going to see the best fucking movies.
Because obviously when you think Jack Nicholson, you think just women, irresistible to women, the hottest man alive, just banging left and right.
Yeah.
And who's he banging?
It was Cher.
Cher, that's right.
It was Susan Sarandon.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And Michelle Pfeiffer. All prime.
Prime, yeah, good stuff.
Prime age. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Cher, but I can understand
the appeal. You can understand appeal. The appeal, sure.
The yeah. appeal. Yeah, he's banging all three of them.
That's right.
Like a fucking badass.
Or the devil, because he's the devil.
Because he's a devil. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because maybe men are the devil.
Ah, yeah. Metaphors. I mean, we're not. Metaphors is a...
We're better than the devil.
Yeah, we're better than the devil, right?
I mean, a little bit, right?
Yeah, we got to be a little bit better than the devil, right? I mean, maybe not the PowerPoint.
I mean, we're better at him than fiddling. I know that.
Oh, that's true. So, yeah. Oh, man. Remember when we lost that fiddle contest? I can't remember how many times I promised my soul to the devil.
We're better at him than at writing robot operas, right? Didn't yes. we prove that?
We proved that. Yeah. We're better at defeating the Powerpuff Girls, probably.
We're better at defeating the Powerpuff Girls. We've never tried, but I feel like we
but
could.
But I feel like we could defeat the Powerpuff
Girls. Yeah. I think we're also better at like arguments, at logistic arguments, lawyering.
Yeah. We're better
that as well.
We're better at corrupting one Keanu Reeves.
That's true. I think. That does not play out well for him, if I remember right.
No, it doesn't. We're better at him than that.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never successfully given my soul to the devil. Despite how many times I've thought about offered it up, but I'm not a rich man.
Yeah, well, you got to go to the crossroads, man.
Yeah,
and you got to learn. Well, I guess he teaches you blues guitar, but you got to at least have a guitar, maybe.
Yeah,
You should try buying. Why is a guitar.
It all? Why is it all like blues guitar?
Well, it's gotta be, dude.
Yeah, I could just be like a fucking engineer.
Yeah,
yeah. What if I'm just the best singer ever? No, actually, it takes a lot of work.
See, that's music again.
Yeah, again.
We're back to music.
And also, I feel it, Louis has a thing about that. Like, what about... I know we're not supposed to talk about Louis because, you know...
He's,
but, like, what about all the ugly people that are really good singers?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter at all.
So, I could be the best singer in the world, but I'm not attractive enough to be more famous than some of the fucking really famous people.
You should just wish for a big ass. That seems to work out for famous people.
That's true.
Yeah.
If I just wish to be like super rich and famous and it just turns me into a Kardashian,
yeah.
that would really teach me.
That would teach you something.
That would show me
that
I'm just getting hardcore sex by black dudes. Isn't that? It's not my jam. I think I would be a rich man already if he had taken my soul.
But yeah, I think so.
Really, it's all
he
about...
He always finds a way to screw you over, though. That's the whole, like, monkey's paw thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Did we talk about my fighting the devil with machete story on that episode?
I don't think so.
Maybe we did.
Yeah.
It was a guy who wanted to sell his soul to the devil. And it's a real guy that my dad met. So he went up to this hill one night and, like, prayed to the devil to show up so he could sell his soul. And the devil never showed up. So then he decided to challenge the devil to a machete fight. Yeah. So he showed up to went up this hill with two machetes, waiting for the devil to show up, and the devil never showed up.
That's a dope dude. That guy beat the devil.
Yeah, the guy beat the devil. He never showed up.
The devil was a pussy.
Yeah.
He didn't show up for the fight.
Yeah, the whole point of the story was that he didn't believe in religion anymore.
Yeah, after
because the devil never showed up to fight him with the machete.
Wow, that's a crazy way to lose your faith.
Yeah, what a crazy... Also, like what if the devil had shown up? You're fighting him with a fucking machete. Like, you're not beating the devil at that.
I don't know. That sounds pretty dope. That sounds like the most metal fucking album cover I can imagine.
Just fighting the devil with a machete?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good t-shirt.
In fact, you should call a band Fighting the Devil. Or at least an album.
Yeah, at least an album.
Fighting the Devil with a machete.
Yeah, Fighting the Devil with a machete.
Any metal band has got to get on that.
It is the best way to lose your fate.
Yeah. That is the best way.
To lose your faith. But I mean, you can't argue with that. The devil never showed up.
Yeah.
He had two machetes and everything.
I love that he brought one. He's like, I don't know, the devil, he's going to show up. Clearly, the devil's going to show up.
I need two machetes.
He might not have a machete.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Bring
he might be able to conjure up a machete.
So just to make sure that it's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
To the devil. I got to have a second machete.
That the machetes are equal in size.
They're about the same weight, same size. I've sharpened them both.
I wish somebody would have fought Jack Nicholson with a machete in this.
That would have been better. Yeah. Instead, they do some witch stuff. And
they do a lot of witch stuff. They get back at him pretty good.
They all raise his babies.
Yeah, that's right.
Weird. They all raise the Antichrists.
And I do remember there were a lot of cool sex scenes between him and each one of the sexy ladies.
That's right. And he seduced the hell out of them.
Yeah.
He was really good at seduction.
They hated him so much.
Yeah. They hated him until. All
right. And then what do we do after that one?
And then we get back to Sly in directorial chair. And John Travolta for the first time. This is the 99th highest grossing movie of the 1980s. Staying Alive.
So this is a sequel.
This is a sequel to Saturday Night Fever from the 70s.
Yeah.
A huge, giant hit. They decided to come back a few years later and, oh boy.
Oh, it's so bad. And so Stallone directed this.
Stallone directed it.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
It's bad.
Yeah, it is.
It's a funny movie too, because it starts off like the first half an hour, you're like, you know what? This is actually a pretty good movie. Like, it's building this character feel of like, oh, it's just this down, like this guy down on his luck and he's trying really hard and he's, you know, he's doing what he can. He's talking to people. Yeah. He's hustling.
Yeah. And he's not making it. Stuff. It's like the trials and tribulations.
That's right. Like, and you're hustle, like, all right. Yeah. This is an interesting enough movie. And then there's an hour dance sequence.
Yeah. That's all. Oh my God. I remember that. I remember like the nonstop dance sequences and it was like 80s music video.
That's right.
Level of dance. And it made no sense. Super fucking convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
And what was Stallone? Well, we did Flashdance, right?
That's right.
And it was the same shit with Flashdance.
Oh, yeah.
Every like 10 minutes, we had to have like another music video.
Yeah.
Awful. And then, I can appreciate a good dance sequence.
Sure.
I can appreciate a good musical sequence.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one, bad.
Yeah. It's very, well, cause it just never ends and it never goes anywhere.
No.
And there's no real payoff to it.
No, they do that the big number at the end. Yeah. It's fucking awful.
And it's just the worst.
If I was watching that, I would shoot myself.
This is
at a time where
coincidentally enough, or not coincidentally, this is the first one where Francisco blacked out halfway through the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, if you haven't listened to any of the earlier episodes, Francisco had a knack for blacking out during some of the episodes. I would get super drunk during them, especially the bad movies.
Yeah, especially the bad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one is, I don't remember finishing this one. But I do remember some of the movie.
Yeah.
Cause I was still, you know, not
still working towards it.
Yeah. Still working towards it. So, you know, that it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
If you like me repeating shit over and over again.
That's true. Yeah. And you get my very spot on Stallone as, or Travolta as Stallone.
That's
as
right.
The guy from Staying Alive.
Yeah.
Cause Travolta is clearly just doing a Stallone impression.
Yeah,
the
he's just trying to do Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh my, and it's bad.
Yeah.
It's not like charming in any way. Especially at this time, this is the time when Sinatra's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like if my wife took me to see this fucking giant thing that they do at the end, I would fucking be
divorced.
Divorced. I mean, I would be like, we could have gotten to see something good.
Yeah.
See fucking Tony Bennett or something. Right. You know what I mean?
No, it's the 80s. This interpretive dance sequence with like a dude's half naked and a
dragon. Yeah, you like homoeroticism, right? And I'm like, it's the 80s. We're not supposed to.
No.
Yeah, it's at the same time. So back then, it's crazy bad.
It's very bad.
Yeah, and it is. And it's so, I don't even remember. I remember the movie was just dancing shit.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah. And it's probably the worst Stallone thing that we see in this whole.
Yeah.
In this whole, in the whole time.
It absolutely
Stallone
is.
Shows up a bunch
it's
of
100%
times.
The worst Stallone thing.
And we talked about doing a couple of episodes of movies that didn't make the list in our wish list.
But they're great. And
but they're all great.
Yeah.
Is this his low point in the 80s?
It's either this or Stubber My Mom. Oh, like from an actuality standpoint, yes.
Yeah.
From public opinion, it's Stubber My Mom Will Shoot.
Was that 80s? I thought it was 90s.
That may have been early 90s. You might be right.
Over the Top?
Yeah, maybe Over the Top. But yeah. I still, Over the Top is a better movie than
yes,
Stand
Over
Alive.
The Top is definitely, I mean, it's maybe not.
Over the Top is a bad movie, but it's at least like a
it's
fun
movie. It's an enjoyable movie.
Yeah. And at least has like story.
Yeah.
At least has like a character arc that is more or less there.
It pays off. Like he bonds
he
with his kid.
For his kid.
Yeah, exactly. I like that he arm wrestles
a truck driver.
Guys that are like four times the size.
Yeah,
he's beating
there's
all
no
of them.
Way.
Yeah,
there's
no.
No way. You're still
I don't know if you know how muscles
guy,
work.
Yeah. Some of those guys are like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Stallone's like 160 on a good day.
Exactly. Especially back then.
Yeah.
He's bigger now.
He's bigger now. Yeah.
Because, you know, He wants to live forever.
That's right. But and he will.
Yeah, he will. But I don't know if you know how muscles work. But the more that you have whilst grappling to somebody else's hand, the more likely you are to be able to like overpower them.
It's true. He's fighting like Shaq-sized people.
Yeah, and, gigantic. Like gigantic
the mountain. He's fighting the mountain from Game of Thrones and beating him in arm wrestling.
Yeah, and then we're supposed to still be like into it and be like, oh my god, is he gonna win? Is he gonna lose this one?
But Francisco, he turned his hat around, and when he turns his hat around,
he does.
He goes for Random Machine. You know this.
I wish he would have turned his hat around for this fucking movie when he was directing it, because damn it, did he not bring it.
Or maybe he did, and that's why it's so like soulless.
Yeah, maybe he was just like, nope.
Yeah.
No, I like to think that he didn't care. I like to think that he's like, I'm not acting in it. I don't care.
The weird thing is that it seemed like from the promo, I mean, it's promo stuff, so you never know. Yeah. But the promo stuff, he talks so much about how him and like Travolta worked out every day to like get in shape and try it. And then like he's practicing the dancing and all this stuff. And I don't know.
No,
maybe he was just in it for the workout and Travolta just like showed up.
He's like, I get to get paid to work out.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's whatever.
Then he like tunes out halfway through and they're like, what are we going to do? And he's like, oh, we have all that dancing stuff. Let's put the dancing stuff.
Is like then, cause I think if I'm not mistaken, this movie was 82, which is the same year First Blood came out. Yeah. So halfway through it, he was just like, oh no, I'm rewriting the script for First Blood. I don't care. I got this headband. I got this big knife I'm working on. You know, I got this whole thing.
Yeah, let's just put more dancing in.
Yeah, who cares? I don't know. They're like, we haven't finished the movie. It's like, just finish with the dancing. Yeah, it's fine.
Add more dancing in.
Yeah, we shot like an hour on that dancing. Just use all of it.
It's just an editor. They're
like, what about like, the last 20 minutes of the script that we never shot? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I gotta get on a bike and race against the cops and helicopters. What
about
and
all
shit?
This stuff doesn't pay off? What about all the love seek? Like,
I'm holding an M60 over here. Look, I'm blowing people away.
And the editor's like, fine, we'll just do the dance sequence stuff. And then we're like, fuck you guys. This movie sucked.
But luckily, First Blood is fucking amazing.
Yeah, so. Luckily we had like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Which is First Blood.
Yeah. Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Because it's so much better than Staying Alive, it's not even funny.
Same year, not even funny.
Yeah. Ugh.
It was just because Travolta was such a big fucking...
Yeah, and because it was a sequel to a giant hit. And it was depressing.
Yes.
But you know what's not depressing? It's the fact that this countdown will continue.
Yes,
as
please.
We, and make sure you share and like and subscribe. We're everywhere you get podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Podomatic, Google. Yeah. Check it out and follow us on Instagram, blogwithnostalgia@gmail.com.
Yeah, go back and listen to those episodes.
And till next time, good night and good journey.
We love you.